The test results contradict the conventional wisdom that E. coli wouldn't be a problem in the cold waters of Lake Superior. Department of Natural Resources Beach Program Coordinator Ben Vail says unsafe levels of E. coli bacteria have been found at 10 beaches in Douglas County, 2 in Ashland County, and 1 each in Iron and Bayfield counties.
This is not a cause for alarm or anything, in part because we don't have anything to compare it with. So we can't say that it's higher or lower than in the past or anything like that.
Nevertheless, Douglas County will be posting signs on its beaches on Lake Superior next week indicating if bacterial levels are safe or not. This new federal testing program is conducted by county health departments. Douglas County Health Nurse Vicki Drake says she's surprised that E. coli is a problem in Lake Superior.
Yes, I am. We always consider Lake Superior to be so pristine that you would not expect to have waters that are actually part of the lake be contaminated to the levels where we're finding some to be.
Even though part of Wisconsin Point Beach is closed, Drake says they won't have signs to post until next week, so there hasn't been any public notification. Still, people can get sick from swimming on those beaches.
If a person were to ingest the water, how many children swim without putting their head underwater? I don't think there is such a thing. So is it possible that they could end up getting ill? Yes.
Since this is the first year of this federal testing program, sources of the high levels of E. coli bacteria may not be known until next year. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.